Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the daily podcast that squeezes 15 points into 15 minutes and leaves you wanting to do it all again afterwards. Welcome. Now let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. Welcome to another week of quizzes. Joining me for the next 5 days is comedian Sarah Keyworth. Welcome, Sarah. Sarah is a woman who likes to eat crumpets. She really does. So day one, as always, is general knowledge. 12 questions. Let's quiz, Sarah, shall we?
Yes, let's. I'm so stressed already. My pulse, my heart rate has increased so much just by you saying let's quiz.
Oh my goodness.
I'm really stressed out. I played Articulate with my housemates the other day and it was honestly like I nearly cried.
Yeah, but that's because people get crazy in that game. This quiz is a lot. Let's just take it, you know, like we're sailing down the river together. Okay, question number one. What sport sometimes goes by the name Whiff Waff?
Oh my lord, Whiff Waff.
I love this game.
Do you? You love it?
I'm doing a mime of it as we speak.
I want to say like ping pong or something.
The correct answer is table tennis, and I will accept ping pong. See?
Yes! Oh my lord. Oh my god, we're flying. We're flying.
Okay, question number two. What Chinese year are we in, Sarah?
Okay, well, I don't know about Chinese year, but we're not in a great year, are we? So I might just go for something like... I feel like last year must have been something like a rat. Maybe like a snake.
Sarah,
is there a snake one?
You're righter than you know. Last year was the year of the rat. Unfortunately, that's not the question today. But yes, it was a rat year last year. Where do you think we're at now as we strive to come out of this hell? What animal says that?
Swan? Is there a swan? I've got absolutely no idea year what the Chinese New Year's are.
Year of the Chinese swan. It's the year of the ox, and I think that sounds like good news. Like we're gonna be strong.
Yes, big strong ox to get out.
Exactly. Yeah. Question number three. After Australia, what is the largest island in the world?
God, I'm so bad at geography. I literally had this conversation on Friday night when I was playing Articulate.
Do you enjoy geography at all?
No, I was the only person in my year that was told I wasn't allowed to take geography for GCSE.
That's a curse. What, like, because you
were just
so
like,
bad?
Please don't embarrass yourself. Yeah,
don't waste
and
our time.
And my mum did geography at university, so she was like, you're no child of mine.
Oh, no. Oh, can we get this right for your mum then?
No. No, we can't. As much as I'd love to. Okay. The biggest island. Give me the answer. Just tell me. I don't want to guess.
The correct answer is Greenland. Question number four. Which popular cereal is represented by a green mascot named Cornelius?
A green mascot called Cornelius. Popular cereal.
I mean, the title's in the name.
Oh my
maybe.
God, I'm really good at cereals as well.
Oh, well, then
I'm
let's really.
But I'm good at cereals.
Let's really do this then, Sarah.
But I feel a green mascot.
Forget about the green mascot. Think about the name Cornelius. Cornelius.
Is it cornflakes?
It bloody is. I know we told you not to swear, but it bloody is. I'm so happy you got it right.
It bloody is.
It bloody is.
I'm
the
so
correct
happy
answer.
Right. God, that would have been embarrassing.
Yes, the correct answer with your love of cereals is cornflakes. It's the name of the rooster, Cornelius. Who knew? Who knew? Okay, question number five, Sarah. We're on a roll now. In what decade did the UK vote for its first female prime minister?
In what decade?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've just been watching The Crown as well.
Well, Exactly. You can't get it wrong while the crown's out.
I don't know if it was the end of one decade of this.
Where's your
heart? I'm trying
heart?
To think based Where? On her blazers.
What decade's your heart in?
What decade is my heart in? Not this one.
Yes.
I'm going to say, oh God, I could also, there are people in my life that'd be absolutely fuming.
I know, this right is now. A tough question, because if you get this wrong, a lot of people would be like, wow, Sarah, it's like you don't care.
Wow. I'm going to say 70s.
Yes, correct. Thank goodness.
Oh my God, thank God. And I was really leaning towards 80s.
I can feel you were. We can all face our friends again. Margaret Thatcher was voted in as Prime Minister on Thursday, May 3rd, 1979. All right, question number 6. Which of these rivers is longer, the Mississippi or the Amazon?
I actually can't believe we're back on geography.
I know, I can't either, sorry.
The Mississippi, just because I feel like this is going to be trying to trick me.
The correct answer is the Amazon. The Amazon is...
I should have just gone with the logical answer, but I thought this is a trick question.
I would never do that. 3,976 miles the Amazon is. The Mississippi's only 3,900 miles. Question number 7. Which video game franchise, and you do like a video game.
I do.
Which video game franchise would you associate with Liberty City?
Oh, crikey.
Not your kind of video game.
Not my kind of video game. Go on, then tell me the answer.
This is... No, I want you to get it. This is a very famous, iconic game.
Okay. You're joking, really?
Huge.
Oh, is this not like Fortnite, is it, or something?
That is incorrect, and I do have to take that answer. It's Grand Theft
Please.
Auto.
Really? I've played that game quite a lot.
Yeah, I thought you would have. Thought you'd remember Liberty City. So Liberty City,
really?
It was the first level in the first game of the franchise, as well as being the setting for the revolutionary third game, which was released. Oh, that makes sense now. Right, okay. Question number 8. Which valuable metal is represented by the letters A, G in the periodic table?
A, G. Valuable metal. Is it silver?
It is. Correct answer. The correct answer is silver. Question number 9. What palindrome, that's a word spelled the same backwards as it is forwards, describes a 24-hour period immediately preceding a certain event?
We call them the day before, don't we?
The day before.
Just the day before.
The day before Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
There you go, Eve. I'm taking it. Correct. Well done. Let's move
Eve.
On.
Oh my God. So it was just that small word. I was thinking of bigger, more specific words.
I know.
Just wanted Eve.
Just wanted
Eve.
Oh,
my Lord.
But you got there. You got there.
I'm fuming.
Question number 10. Can you name any of the four musketeers?
Are there four musketeers?
Oh, dear, Sarah. We're in more bigger trouble than I thought. Have you ever watched The Man in the Iron Mask?
No.
Oh, brilliant film and a really good way to get to know the musketeers.
The musketeers?
Yeah.
Are they in... That film. God, I feel like I'm learning a lot. I'm sticking with Graham. I feel confident about Graham.
Four Musketeers is the sequel to Three Musketeers. So yes, I guess there are... It's more known as three, but there were four.
Oh, okay. But they took on a new band member.
Well, they did. But we'll take anyone.
Like the opposite of a boy band.
Yeah, they added instead of letting go. But we'll take any name. Any. Can you name any four? Any of the four?
Donald.
Donald the Musketeer.
Just picked a name. Yeah. You'd fear him, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd fear him.
Big time. It's incorrect. The answers.
That makes sense.
The answers are so. I love D'Artagnan. D'Artagnan. Porthos. He is depicted beautifully by Gérard Depardieu in The Man in the Iron Mask. Aramis and Athos. Great names. Let's move on. Question number 11. A Malchi, Sarah, is a dog that is a mix of two pure breeds. Can you name both of them for 2 points? And that
Malchi.
Is a Malchi. M-A-L-S-H-I. Sounds like a cutie, didn't it?
A Maltese... And a Shih Tzu?
Correct! I'm applauding you now on my own.
No way. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Well
That's
done.
The most applause I've had all year. So.
Well done,
Lovely.
You. Well done, you. That is correct. The correct answers are it's a mix between Maltese and a Shih Tzu. Final question for 3 points. Can you name three of the four UK cities beginning with the letter D?
Okay, so it's Derby.
Correct. Number one here.
Derby.
Because it's difficult because a lot of D's are towns, you know.
Yeah. I feel like I'm getting bogged down in towns. Bogged down in towns. That could be
bogged a... down in towns. You only say that if you're on a weird quiz.
Trying to think of football teams.
Very good.
Is Doncaster a city? No, is it?
Incorrect. That is a town. How about one more guess?
This feels a bit geography-y, just by the way. Trying to think of, there must be a Scottish city beginning with D. Do you know what? My brain is so stuck on the name of a school round the corner from me that I can't actually think of anything else.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put you out your misery.
City beginning with D. Yeah, please.
Yeah, come on. You don't have to live here anymore. Okay, we could have had Derry, which is in Ireland. And we could have had Dundee in Scotland.
Oh, crikey.
Christ alive. And then, of course, Durham.
Honestly, Derry's bad. Should have Durham. Yeah, no, I'm not posh enough for Durham. That would have never crossed my mind.
I feel like we've dragged you through the D's. Let's leave this weird place. Your score...
You dragged me through the D's, certainly.
Your score after that round is 8 points, Sarah Keyworth. Thank you very much. We'll talk you through your points after this break.
Welcome along to a brand new podcast called 21st Century Football, a complete guide, well, so far that is. This podcast is all about celebrating the best of the world's most beautiful game, but only if it happened in the 21st century. This series is all about championing the greatest footballers of the last 20 years. Each week we'll have a variety of hosts, including YouTube star Statman Dave Stephen Tries.
Got that underwear range.
You've got a pair on now, haven't you, Stephen?
No. I soiled mine this morning.
And myself, Will Brazier, will also feature radio legend Adam Brown. Find us on your regular podcasting sites, as well as our brand new YouTube channel. Search 21st Century Football.
It sound right, boy.
Sarah Keyworth, crumpets are something you love. I've only just rediscovered them.
Yeah, well, to be honest, so have I in the last couple of years.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a thing you have when you're sort of like a kid, and then and then at some point you think, yeah, I fancy a crumpet, and then honestly, they're amazing.
Yeah,
I like them with a bit of Marmite.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of in a like really butter jam place, and they just become like pudding.
Ooh.
So good.
Yeah. It's just great. The way the butter soaks through, it's absolutely fantastic.
It's genius. Never have a cold crumpet because the whole point is those holes are for melted butter to fall through. So
yeah.
Just to warn you. Sarah, you were quite nervous today before the quiz. Did you like quizzes when the world was more open and we had pub quizzes and things like that? Or do you watch them on telly?
No, I avoid them at all costs. I do. I can't handle it. When you do a quiz, people bloody love throwing a geography question in there, and it fits. It's a real point of shame.
It's very triggering for you.
I've gotten better because I'm a stand-up, so I normally travel around.
Yeah, I hear you. Tell me about how this articulate game ended with you and your housemates. Is everyone still alive and happy?
Yeah, everyone's still alive. It's just, you know, that there was a certain degree of laughter at my lack of geography knowledge, but I'm great at the other ones.
Well, there
but then
you go.
Other people aren't great.
Well, there you go. We've got, you
I
know
do
what?
People.
We've got music coming up. We've got film, TV. You're going to excel for the rest of this week. But today was 8 points.
Oh, God, now I've said too much.
Today was 8 points. Well done, you. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you.
That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But here's a connector question for you at home. Your first one of the week. Name a long-legged freshwater bird related to a stork. We're looking for a long-legged freshwater bird related to a stork. There'll be another connector question tomorrow as part of Music Tuesday. I'll see you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.